Staying with healthcare, details will be announced this afternoon of what's being called the most significant update to urgent and emergency care in more than a decade. The HSE and the Royal College of Surgeons say the new national programme for urgent care should lead to better and more appropriate care in emergency departments. Dr. Rosa McNamara is the clinical lead for the National Emergency Medical Programme. I asked her what would change.
I suppose the original plan was written 12 years ago and it set a roadmap for where emergency care needed to go then. We've achieved many of the goals of that. And so we needed an update that kind of acknowledged what we built, but also set a trajectory for where emergency care needs to go for the country for the future.
So if somebody then goes into an emergency department under this new plan, what change will they see and when will they see it?
So I suppose some of those changes are already happening slowly and incrementally, and this plan acknowledges that. But for people attending an emergency department, the real focus for us is on ensuring that acute, complex, time-critical care is still delivered, but that there are other options, such as injury units and same-day alternatives that provide safe, rapid options that don't require you to always go to the emergency department. Other elements of the plan that are different are that there's more discussion on the development of networks and trauma systems to ensure that those with more complex care needs get that care in the appropriate setting, so with the right people in the right place.
Does this mean then that if somebody turns up at an ED and it's decided that maybe this isn't the best place for them, that they will be told to go elsewhere?
Not necessarily. What it might mean is you're told, did you know there's another resource down the road that might be able to meet your needs more quickly, so that you're not left waiting, which I know is an experience we've all had as service users, when there are other options. So the idea is that you would have a better ability to know what resource you need, but that if you do come to the front door of the hospital, to the emergency department, that we can redirect you.
Is everybody in every hospital around the country on board with this?
Yes, this model of care has been written actually by mostly people who are delivering care on the front line, by people who are responsible for running hospitals and running the health system. So the idea is that it's a collaborative piece of work that tries to redesign how emergency care is delivered and tries to meet the new challenges that we have in emergency care, you know, as our population changes.
And is the ultimate aim then that the process be speedier?
Speedier, I suppose, yes. But the big focus is, as with the central core message of Sláinte Care, that the right person in the right place at the right time. And very much in the emergency department, the idea is that we have a system that allows for both care delivery closer to home, which is a strategic direction for the health system, but also that when people need high acuity care, that they get it quickly, expertly, and without apology, that it happens. For the people who are in the middle, unsure where they should go, who attend emergency departments, who maybe aren't so sick, that the care that is delivered, you know, in a reasonable time frame, that people aren't left waiting for hours for something that could be sorted in an hour, that people are offered options to maybe go elsewhere or to have their care deferred to a time that suits them rather than sitting waiting. So the model kind of fits both, the ability to protect emergency departments for emergencies, but then also to allow for all the other types of people who present to emergency departments and need care.
What about those hospitals, like, say, University Hospital Limerick? I know it's the place that's always mentioned, but the fundamental problem there is a shortage of beds. So even when people are seen quickly, they end up on trolleys because there's nowhere else for them to go. Will this make any difference to a hospital like UHL?
I suppose the first thing to say is most people who actually go to an emergency department don't stay in the hospital, they go home. So about 75% go home. For that 25% who are in the emergency department, what we are trying to do is make sure that the emergency department piece is done well and done promptly, that you are seen quickly, that you receive treatments that Our primary purpose is to save life, save limbs, save sight, you know, that these things happen, and that we ensure that the flow in the emergency department is as good as it can be. Now, you're 100% right in settings where there are not enough beds or where flow is poor beyond the emergency department. It always, I suppose, ends up as a bottleneck in the emergency department. But what we hope to do with this model of care is to collaborate with the whole health system so that it's a lot more integrated, so that the flow out of the hospital is supported to allow the flow in for people who need those beds, you know, so that we're part of that system.
Dr. Rosa McNamara, who's clinical lead for the National Programme in Emergency Medicine.